When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get ready to test your knowledge about the silver screen sensations of the 1980s. From E.T. phoning home to Indiana Jones cracking his whip, we've got a reel-to-reel rundown of 80s movie trivia as you've never heard before. So grab your popcorn, cozy up in your favorite recliner or beanbag chair, as eight guest co-hosts join host Tim Williams to play three rounds of 80s movie trivia on this 100th episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast.
I'm Tim Williams, the mastermind behind the mic at the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. Joining me on each epic episode is a guest co-host who's as crazy about 80s flicks as they are about wearing parachute pants and solving Rubik's Cubes. We're diving into nostalgic treasures we saw at the local theater, rented on VHS tapes, or discovered on cable TV. From blockbusters that make you say,
I feel the need for speed.
To hidden gems that'll have you screaming,
they're here.
It's a blast to relive these old memories and share our thoughts on what made these movies so special. We reminisce about our first time watch experiences, share our favorite scenes, and even discover fascinating behind the scenes tales about the cast and crew along the way. Haven't hit that subscribe button yet? What are you waiting for?
Come on, do it.
On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. And hey, while you're at it, be a pal and drop us a written review along with a 5-star rating to tell us what you think about us.
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Take a day off and come hang out with us on social media. Just search 80s Flick Flashback on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to bookmark 80sflickflashback.com for more gnarly content.
Get out of town. I didn't know you did anything creative.
Want to crank it all the way up to 11? Become a supporter on buymeacoffee.com for only $5 a month.
True. Or do not. There is no try.
Click the link in our episode show notes, and while you're there, soak up the extra trivia and fun stuff that didn't make it into today's show. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, let's get right into today's episode.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Well, welcome in, everybody. So glad to have you here on this 100th episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. And we're going to have a good time tonight. I have a slew of guest co-hosts that have been on the show. And one, it's his first time, so that's the first for everything. And we're going to play a trivia-style game show for your entertainment and mainly for our entertainment, because it's just an excuse for us to do some guessing and see how much we really know about 80s movies. So let me introduce the teams to you from moving panels. On the first team is Laramie Wells. Say hello, Laramie.
Hello, Laramie.
Yes.
Tim, would you say you have a plethora of guest hosts?
I do have a plethora of guest hosts. Very good. Very good. And then, of course, with him is his lovely wife, Bethany, who has also been on the podcast several times. Oh, you know what? I do have numbers for this. I did do this research ahead of time.
Oh.
So Laramie wins the award for the guest host who's been on the most episodes. He has been on 33 episodes of the podcast.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And Bethany's been on 7. So thank you, Bethany, for being here.
That's a lot more than I thought.
And then also on that team is JB Huffman from Manly Movies, who's been on 5 episodes so far. How you doing, JB?
I'm doing great, man. But until I found out that this dude's been on there for 30.
We're all the same.
That's wow. Okay. All right. I gotta step up my game.
We're gonna combine our totals and we're gonna have one whole total. So we're
Is that how you're going to win who's been on the most episodes?
All of us, add all of us together and see if we can compete.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then the fourth person on this team is Chris Adams from Retro Life for You podcast, who has been, who's kind of the newest addition to the podcast. He's been on 3 episodes so far. So how you doing, Chris?
I'm great. And I want to follow up on what Laramie said and ask you, are you sure you know what a plethora is? Because if I ask you for a plethora and you don't have a plethora, I'd be a little upset.
I'm going to have to take that question out of the game so far.
No. Pure coincidence.
That's a whole bunch minus one is what that is.
Right.
It's like when they asked a Kevin Bacon question to Kara Sedgwick on Celebrity Jeopardy. Like, it was pure coincidence.
And then on our second team, we have Nicholas Pepin from Pop Culture Roulette podcast, who's been on 14 episodes.
Woo, 14. Ooh. All right.
Yes. And also has the distinction of being at the top of the list of most listened episodes, Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Better Off Dead. So he gloats in that quite frequently.
I do.
You left off that I'm number two.
Yes. I mean, Bethany currently has the number 2 most listened to episode, Adventures of Babysitting. I'm sorry. I do apologize. Moving on. next on the team is Jerry D from Totally Rad Christmas, who's been on 9 episodes so far. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, what's up, dudes? I didn't realize it was that many, so cool. Yeah.
And then Chad Shepard, who's been on 7 episodes as well.
Wow, has it been 7?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
You know, I had to count the Back to the Future panel episode twice.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That bumped your number up a little bit.
Yes.
And then first time on the show, longtime listener, maybe, Vinny, who is here as
you're familiar with the show, right?
Yeah, yes, I am. I've listened to a couple of them.
He's heard of the 80s.
Yeah. Well, I can vouch for Vinny. He's been on my show quite a few times, so he knows the 80s for sure.
What Jerry really doesn't tell you is I'm his bodyguard, and sometimes he throws me a bone on the show. So it's I've come on from time to time just to be, you know, he doesn't pay me, so he's like, I'll get you on from time to time.
Get some publicity.
The only thing famous about me is my dog, so.
Yeah, actually, his dogs are pretty famous.
They have like 20,000 Instagram followers. Like, it's absolutely crazy.
I love it. Well, glad to have you, Vinny. Thank you for stepping in. We had one of my other co-hosts that had to back out at the last minute because of travel plans. But I do appreciate all of you guys, as well as all the other co-hosts that couldn't make this 100th episode. But really appreciate everybody. It's kind of funny to think when I started this podcast back in 2020, I didn't know how long I would do it, if it was just going to be something to try. And the great thing about this, especially looking at the screen now, look at these guys. Some of these people I had never met before I started the podcast. Like, I met Jerry through the podcast, JB, Chris, reconnected with Nicholas, who I went to college with. So we've kind of, you know, rebuilt our friendship. Of course, I knew Laramie already. Laramie started his own podcast soon after, and we've kind of both been kind of spurring each other on as well. So everybody else that's been on the podcast as well, appreciate everyone that's been on the show, and appreciate everybody that's listened to the show. I know, like, for the first couple of months, just trying to get double-digit listens was a breakthrough. And so now I'm currently about to break 27,000 all-time listens, which is pretty crazy, and hitting 100 episodes, which technically I've done over 100, but some of them were bonus episodes, so they don't count as like an episode. But this is still a big milestone for me, and I just wanted to have a lot of fun, and actually, you know, offered a couple of different things for us to do for this episode, and everyone like jumped on the idea of doing a trivia game show style episode. So I've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks, so we're gonna have a lot of fun. You guys have anything you want to add before we jump into it? They're all silent. All these podcasters have nothing to say.
You get a bunch of nerds together and you're like, there's trivia. And we're like, yes. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8 introverts are about to entertain you for the next hour.
I'm sorry. Was I muted again?
All right. So how the game is going to work, we do have 2 teams and we're going to do 3 rounds. In the first round, it'll be Each team will get the chance to answer a question. They will be able to discuss the question, and each question is worth 50 points. There are no steals from the other team in round one. So since it's just Team A and Team B, I'll let Team A go first. I have blue questions and yellow questions, so you can choose. Do you want the blue questions or the yellow questions? I'm trying to keep it as random as possible.
I'll just say blue.
Okay, yeah. Going with blue.
Right. I was thinking blue as well, yeah.
All right, good. All right. So what I'll do is each, you know, Team A will get a question, then Team B will get a question. We'll kind of go that way, but each team will get 10 questions in the first round. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes,
maybe. Maybe. All right. And then you will have 30 seconds. Let me get my timer out here ready. I'll start the timer after I finish reading the question. So Team A, which is Laramie, Bethany, JB, and Chris. In which 1989 movie does English teacher John Keating, played by Robin Williams, urge his students to seize the day?
The Poet Society.
You are correct.
Carpe diem.
Patch Adams.
I will say some of these are really easy. I will tell you that.
That was an episode that me and Laramie were on.
Exactly.
That's the Kara Sedgwick Kevin Bacon all over again.
I was trying to do it random, like, you know, just trying to do it random. Okay. Next question. Oh, I'm sorry. Question for Team B. You guys get the yellow questions. So Team B is Nicholas, Chad, Jerry, and Vinny. Charlie Babbitt abducts his older brother Raymond from a Cincinnati assisted living facility at the start of what road tripping Best Picture Oscar winner?
Yeah, it's Rain Man. Yeah.
Rain Man.
Yeah, it's Rain
Kmart.
Man.
Gotta go to Kmart.
That was definitely the episode that I was on.
Definitely.
Yep.
All right.
Nerds.
Rolling right along.
And proud of it.
I don't even think I'm going to use the timer now because you guys are getting all these. All right. So back to Team A. In what 1987 movie does Baby Housen fall in love with her dance instructor? We're looking for a two-word answer here.
Dirty Dancing.
I knew Bethany was going to get it. So.
But do they put her in a corner? That's my question.
Never put baby in a corner. Okay. I carried a watermelon.
I carried a watermelon.
Yeah. All right. Team B, Nicholas, Chad, Jerry, and Vinny, here's your question. A 1903 Tribeca Beaux-Art building, home to the real-life Hook and Ladder Company 8, was famously featured as the firehouse in what 1984 film?
Yep.
Ghostbusters.
What are you going to call?
The Giant Twinkie.
It's a dead heat so far. All right.
Mr. Big Twinkie.
All right, back to Team A, the blue questions. Goose, Jesser, Hollywood, and Wolfman are call signs from what 1986 movie?
Top Gun.
Isn't it Manly Movies?
I almost wore my Top Gun shirt. I asked him if we were doing the video. I was going to change, but no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Top Gun.
All right. Good job, everybody. We're doing great. All right, so Team B.
This will be a 15-minute episode. No.
Oh, geez. Round
this
one.
This is a good idea to throw in some warm-up questions.
Wait till round two. It's just the warm-up. Round two is going to get a little more get tougher. I promise. All right, here we go. For Team B, Nicholas, Chad, Jerry, and Vinny. Which movie marked the beginning of a long string of successful Disney movies, sometimes called the Disney Renaissance era?
That'd be Little Mermaid. Yeah. Because that was 89.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I did that episode by myself. Anyway, moving on. I'm not sad about it. My daughter flaked on me like the whole 2 weeks beforehand.
Oh, all right. No.
All right. Back to round one. I mean, not back to Team A, round one. All right, next question. What year does Marty McFly get sent back to in the original Back to the Future?
1955.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, Chuck, this is your cousin, Marvin Berry. 1.21
gigawatts.
I'm so excited because I know what's coming. This is going to be so much. It's going to be so great. All right, back to Team B. Here we go. You guys are going to get this. What is the name of the coming-of-age 1982 comedy that was based on a 1981 book of the same name that includes a famous pool scene with Phoebe Cates?
Oh, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, all in unison.
These are also the questions I use to practice. I found the same website you did.
She has a copy of the test.
That wasn't allowed. That was not allowed. I use several websites. Thank you very much. Okay, back to Team A. During what holiday party does Winthorpe plant drugs in Valentine's desk in Trading Places?
It's a Christmas
party. Christmas party.
Yeah, it's Christmas, yeah.
It was a Christmas party. All right, moving right along. For Team B, Vinny looks totally bored. Here we go. Which comedy set in Mexico stars Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, and Martin Short as a trio of friends?
Three amigos.
Three amigos.
I should have done tougher questions, but they're coming.
It was
they're
the coming. Four Nixies.
They're coming. All right, here we go. Ah, you know what? I was wrong. There are questions in round one that were not part of our episode.
Changing the rules mid-game.
I have.
Wow.
Thank you for playing. Here we go. Team A. A dude named Steve on Airbnb offers tours of the Philadelphia Macy's in the Wanamaker building, the site of what 1987 movie starring Andrew McCarthy and Kim Cattrall?
Mannequin.
I gave too much away in that question.
I haven't seen it, but
also, I would like to be on that episode. I have vivid memories of watching it as a child.
Yeah, I saw that so many times on HBO as a kid. I almost know it by heart, which is a shame.
Same.
Such a good movie. From what I remember.
Yeah, that's why I almost don't want to watch it again, because I don't want it to ruin it for me. All right, for Team B, in The Lost Boys, what amphibian is also the surname of teenage vampire hunters Edgar and Alan?
Frog.
The Frog Brothers. No surprise, we're completely tied.
What?
All right,
nerds. Team A.
Here we go. With what two-word phrase did the media refer to the five main actors of The Breakfast Club?
Our team name, the Brat Pack.
Oh, now you want to have a team name.
I wanted to have a team name from the beginning.
I'm down for that. Brat Pack it is.
Yeah.
All right, changing your name. Brat Pack is Team A.
I established this 30 minutes ago.
Team B going to be the Frog Brothers? Y'all want to come up with something else?
I always like Joni Love Chachi, but hey, look.
we'll workshop it.
Okay, yeah. You got time. All right, back to Team A. Which 80s animated movie is the song There Are No Cats in America from?
Is that our team?
Isn't it? It's American Tail.
That's the episode I'm on.
You said Team A.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought you said Team A.
Yeah, you did say Team A.
I said Team A. Yeah, it was a Team B question. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, at least one of us is paying attention.
Wait, if we're Team A, why didn't we go with A team? Like that?
Because you didn't speak up, and she took the.
Yeah, right.
I want to be the A team.
We can be the A team.
Yeah, let's confuse Tim even more.
All right, Team A. Red
Pack and the A team.
Team B is A team.
And the Team B is A team.
Works for me. Whatever. I'm just the host. Here we go. All right. Team A. I'm sure this time it's the blue card. That's not a blockbuster. This is a blockbuster. What 1986 film is the highest grossing Australian movie of all time?
Crocodile Dundee.
All right. Still tied. Oh no. Almost to be. Oh, it will be tied after this one. All right. This is for Team B, the yellow card.
The A team.
I'm sorry. Okay. A team. Here's your question. What actor earned a spot on AFI's 100 Years, 100 Heroes and Villains list as the 46th best villain in film history? He almost didn't take the role because he didn't want to be typecast in America as the bad guy.
Alan Rickman?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Hans Gruber.
Wow.
Laramie knew, didn't he? Laramie's like, dang it, I know this one.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the Brat Pack. Here we go. What 1984 Wolfgang Peterson fantasy film is about getting sucked into the land of Fantasia while reading a book about it? The movie's an hour and a half long, which is shorter than the title implies.
Never ending story.
I was going to say, Bethany wants to break into song. I could tell
she was just traumatized rolling. By that movie.
We're all traumatized by that movie.
My daughter keeps wanting to watch it, but she won't make it to the first 30 young. Minutes.
Yeah. You're too young.
Well, they were supposed to read the book in her class like last year, and then at the last minute, the teacher changed the book to something else. Like, why? Why would you do that? All right, back to the 18. Oh, which 1986? Yeah, that's set you. The 18, that's the B team. 18, okay.
So
which 1986 action-adventure film was the first in a franchise starring Christopher Lambert as a Scottish warrior in the 16th century who must fight for the prize?
There can only be one. Islander.
Islander.
All right, we're coming down to the last question in round one.
It won the Oscar for greatest movie ever made.
Unfortunately, the sequels were not as good.
I don't know what you're talking about. There are no sequels to that movie.
Because there can only be one.
And nothing,
there can only be one. We've made
nothing says one. Great acting like Sean Connery playing a Spaniard.
Oh, no.
With a thick Scottish accent. Yes.
An Egyptian who becomes.
Yeah.
He never changes his accent. He played a Russian in Hunt for Red October.
Because Americans are stupid running. Like this. It's an accent. It must be real. all right. Back to the Brat Pack. The 1981 horror classic The Evil Dead was originally released under what title?
I mean, it would be Book of the Dead.
Yeah, I was kind of mad. I was like, dang it, I'm giving this to Laramie. I know he's going to get this.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't give me the Die Hard question, but you gave me the Evil Dead question.
Yeah. That's why I gave you the choice of which color to go with. It was random. All right. And for the A-team, last question in round one, what California set 1982 film was the highest grossing film of the 80s at the U.S. box office? Unfortunately, you can't phone home for this one.
I was like, this is really hard.
Yeah, so I know. I have no idea.
I had to give you that last line, didn't I?
Yeah. It's like the same with the Crocodile Dundee question.
Yeah. Round two questions will not be that easy. I'm just going to let you know.
This is how we'll determine who's going to answer for us in the last round. So.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Pay attention.
And now these messages.
What's up, dudes? I'm Jerry D of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movies, specials, music, books, fashion, and fads.
If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, he's got it covered. Wait, is there a lot of things to talk about for the 80s and Christmas?
Well, you got the movie giants like Christmas Vacation, Scrooged, and A Christmas Story. There are TV specials like Muppet Family Christmas, Claymation Christmas Celebration, and a Garfield Christmas Special.
Plus classics shown every year.
You also jam out to Last Christmas, Do They Know It's Christmas, and Christmas in Hollis. But most of all, it was a time for the most bodacious, best-selling Christmas toys ever, like He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers,
and Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yes, them too. We cover them all, plus much more, including standard segments like Hap Hap Happiest Memory, Gag Me with the Spoon, The Other Half of the Battle,
and Chant with the Littles.
So tune in to Totally Rad Christmas everywhere you get your podcasts. Turn the clock back and dive into those warm and fuzzy memories.
Later, dudes.
Now playing on a cell phone near you, a show for all the manly men out there, where guys talk about their favorite movies and what they can teach us about being a man. Featuring the coolest guests.
Murder somebody is not like killing an ant.
The most gratifying laughs.
It's Tombstone, what can I say?
And a fresh take on movies like you've never heard before.
This will be the thing that gets written on his proverbial tombstone.
We aren't here to criticize the movies you love, but to praise them for how they apply to our lives as husbands, fathers, and really all men in general. So buckle up your seatbelts, because Manly Movies is here. Subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or your other favorite podcast catcher. And remember, man up.
What seems to be the problem, pal?
There's just so much pain in the world, so many issues. I don't think I can bear it.
Well, friendo, it sounds like you could use a dose of pop culture roulette.
Pop culture roulette? What's that? Some sort of pop culture themed podcast or something?
That's right, sonny boy. When hope seems far, dive into some PCR.
But I already get my entertainment news from Variety.
Huh, that's pretty good. If you're a chucklehead, PCR gives you news you need, condensed, unfiltered, and raw, from three nerds who know a little something about something.
Wow, okay, sign me up.
That's the spirit. Pop Culture Roulette. New episodes every Monday, available on all major podcast directories.
Both teams currently sit with 1,000 points, so it's completely tied.
It's like, whose line is it anyway? The points don't matter.
They really don't. They really
Can
don't.
We just say we all have right. zero, right?
Yeah. Starting at zero. All right, so for round two, there's eight questions worth 100 points each. So actually, that was right. We all have 500 points because I thought we were doing 100-point questions. It doesn't matter. It's my podcast. I make it up as I go. So eight questions worth 100 points each. So this time, the question will be for only one member of the team that cannot discuss the answer with their team. If they get it wrong or they run out of time, then the other team can steal for 50 points.
Are you going to ask which yes. one of us it is? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'll call it. I'll You'll call a number. Them. Yeah. Sign it yet. It's still random, but we'll do one team at a time. So team A will get eight questions. Then I'll do team B. Or I'm sorry. Brat Pack will get eight questions. So every member on the team will get to go through their get two questions. And then the A team will get their two questions each. Got it?
Got it.
I'm confusing myself and I made the rules. Okay, here we go. All right, Laramie, we'll start with you for the Brat Pack. And let me reset my timer back to 30 seconds.
He's looking for the hard question. That's what he's doing right
now. No, I think you'll get this one. In the Goonies, what creature does Data tell the reporters was really scary, even though the creature did not appear in the film?
That would be an octopus.
Very good. Very good. Bethany, you get the next question.
Nervous. Okay.
At which department store does Ralphie ask Santa Claus for a Red Ryder air rifle in Christmas Story?
I want to say it's
not help her.
is it Macy's? Is it Macy's?
Is that your final answer?
I guess it's not right, but that's the only thing that I can. Sears Roebuck.
Okay. No, both of those answers are wrong. Okay.
Okay.
So, A team, you have the chance to steal.
Jerry?
I got it, Jerry.
You go for it, Vinny.
Higbee's.
It is Higbee's.
That's not a real store.
It wasn't Chicago.
Yeah, not right here.
All right. Good job. Good job, A team. All right. Now, JB, you get the next question as part of the Brat Pack.
Okay.
In Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Indy teams up with Short Round and a woman named Willie Scott. What was Willie's profession?
Jeez.
Don't look at Laramie.
You got 16 seconds. All right, Brat Pack, get ready to steal.
I don't know. Paleontologist. I have no clue, man. No. Shoot.
All right.
She was a beauty contest person. Like she was.
You're already wrong. You ran out of time. Brat Pack.
Don't give him any hints.
Brat Pack. Singer.
We're the Brat Pack.
He was a singer.
She was a singer.
Singer.
Nightclub singer. Yep. Nightclub singer.
Sorry, guys.
No, these are really hard.
Yeah. The pressure.
I told you.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, you're next on the list for the Brat Pack. Here is your question. How old is Ariel the mermaid in the 1989 Disney movie, The Little Mermaid?
Oh, no.
You couldn't ask me about the Goonies, could you?
It's random questions.
I'll trade questions with you.
Oh.
15 seconds.
I was never a Disney fan. 10.
That's incorrect. All right. A-team, you guys got want to steal?
I feel bad because I keep taking, but I know it. I mean, I can.
Okay, go for it. Go for it. Go.
Yeah. I believe it's 16.
It is 16.
I'll say 15. Good job.
The Goonies and the Indiana Jones, I was chomping at the bit over here. I'm like, yes, I could have got those.
All right. Back to Laramie for Brat Pack. Let me reset my timer, which I think he's going to get this one too. Which 80s movie spawned 6 sequels and a TV series?
Well, I mean, I would guess based off it's. See, I could argue this because of what you consider a sequel, but I'm going to say Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is incorrect.
Okay. I could argue it, though.
Can. A-team.
Me? Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Police
yeah.
Academy.
Was that your other answer, Laramie?
2 TV series, yeah. Actually.
But
animated, yeah.
There was an animated show for that one, too. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So sorry.
You seem really broken up about it, Tim.
I am.
So, I mean, just for the record, Nightmare on Elm Street, then you got 2, Freddy's Revenge, 3, Dream Warriors, 4, Dream Master, 5, Dream Child, 6, Freddy's Dead, and then 7, New Nightmare. If you don't count Freddy versus Jason...
What about the TV series?
There was a Freddy's Nightmare.
Yeah, Freddy's Nightmares, yeah.
So we should judges, split the points at least.
Judges, my imaginary judges say sorry. That's still wrong.
This game that's is right, in protest. Oh no! Now if we win, we're gonna have an asterisk by ourselves.
I'm throwing the challenge flag on that one.
All right, Bethany, your question: what is the
and
name?
Police Academy: Mission to Moscow did not come out in theaters. It was a HBO movie.
He just said sequels. He didn't say in theaters.
Saying. But that's why I went with Nightmare, because those were actual theatrical movies.
It's still wrong. But look, you got plenty of time. But you got plenty of time to steal later. Okay. All right, Bethany, your question.
Okay.
What is the name of the lead character in The Secret of NIMH?
Guessing it's not NIMH. I don't know. Let's say Arietti.
That's wrong. All right, A-team. Anybody got a steal?
Mrs. Brisby.
That's correct.
Go Jerry.
Yeah. I thought Chad would have got that one. I know Secret of NIMH is one of his favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, JB. And I'm sorry, this is not an Oscar question.
Sorry.
In Big Trouble in Little China, what feature must a woman have in order for ancient sorcerer David Lopan to be released from a centuries-old curse? Have you ever seen Big Trouble in Little China? Okay, well, at least you've got a chance. She had to have this feature.
A lot of Kim Cattrall in your question so far.
I'm gonna.
So great of you to notice, Vinny. Thank you.
Green eyes.
You're right. Green eyes is correct.
Okay, yeah. I was like, I knew the answer. I was just like,
and I was over here going, why couldn't I have that one?
Oh, goodness gracious!
One of the greatest movies ever made.
So good.
So good.
In the mail.
If that question went to Jerry, I was like, oh, it's over now. All right, last question for the Brat Pack. Well, for Chris, his second question.
No pressure at all.
No pressure at all. I think you'll be okay. Which horror film was submitted to every Hollywood studio before being released in 1984 with leading lady Heather Langenkamp?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
You feel better now, Laramie?
No.
I feel good. I got one right.
Yeah, congrats.
Tim, I need you to know that 5 years from now, Laramie's still going to bring up this injustice.
I'm sure he will. And That's why I love him. Okay. All right. Now we're ready for A-Team. You guys are ready for your individual questions. And we'll start with Nicholas gets the first question. The answer is Candace Cameron Bure.
No, I'm going to get that one.
All right. Sorry. I had to do it. Okay. Shake off the nerves. Here we go. What is the name of the spirit who possesses Sigourney Weaver's character in Ghostbusters?
Why am I blank? It's Candace Cameron Bure all over again. Gozer. Gozer.
That's incorrect.
No, that's not right.
It's incorrect. All right. Brat Pack, you can steal.
You get it. It's Zool.
It is Zool. Ah. There is no Dana.
No Dana, only Zool.
Oh.
Gozer was close, though. Gozer was close. Mm-hmm. All right, Chad, you're next.
All right.
Here's your question. Which 1983 film, based on the book of the same name by S.C. Hinton, about rival gangs in Oklahoma in the 60s, was chock full of young stars?
That would be The Outsiders.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do it for Johnny.
All right. There you go. All right, Jerry, your question is next.
Okay.
Which single-named pop superstar won an Oscar for Moonstruck in 1987?
Cher.
Let him finish the question.
Come on.
I take it back. We want the yellow questions.
Yeah.
All right. And now Vinny gets his first question. All right, Vinny, you ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. What was the number of fingers on the right hand of the man who killed Inigo's father in The Princess Bride?
Six.
It is six. Six fingers on his right hand.
And he killed my father, so.
Yeah. Yep.
Prepare to die.
All right, back to Nicholas. Second question. In the movie The Goonies, name the reclusive scavenger who vanished while searching for pirate treasure off the coast of Astoria, Oregon.
One-Eyed Willie?
No, that is incorrect.
I know it.
Take it, Chris.
Chester Copperpot.
It is Chester Copperpot.
Redeeming myself slowly but surely.
All right, well, I guess I know who we're not sending to the final round.
All right, Chad, here's your second question. Which 80s animated movie tagline was beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination?
Would that be heavy metal?
That is not heavy metal. That is incorrect. All right, Brad Pack, you can steal.
Ooh.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
It's a movie?
It is a movie.
Okay, it's Transformers.
It is Transformers. That's correct.
Wow. Yeah.
And I thought sure Jerry would know that one.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
If you'd asked the character, I was like, it's a movie. Yeah, okay.
All right, now we're back to Jerry for his second question. In the Star Wars parody Spaceballs, the film renames the slimy crime lord Jabba to something far less sinister and perhaps a little bit more delicious. What was this character's name?
Pizza the Hutt.
Pizza the Hutt is correct.
He just got the wrong order, Nicholas. He should have went, third instead of.
Oh, apparently.
All right, last question in round two. Vinny, this one's for you. Which 80s movie did horror writer Stephen King make his film acting debut?
Ooh. Got to go with Firestarter?
That is incorrect. Brat Pack, you can steal.
Creepshow.
It is Creepshow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, it was. Mm-hmm.
Laramie was on that episode with me, so I knew he knew that one. Mm. All right, let me do a quick tally of the points here. Currently, A-Team is winning with 1,650 points, and Brad Pack is not too far behind at 1,500 points. So
because of
Tim, Laramie will be asked to speak at your funeral and he will speak at this moment.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
Tim was a great man until we had this game show one time. See,
teams, now you get to choose who do you want to represent your team in the final lightning round. And I will not give you the type of questions until you've picked your delegate.
I mean, it's got to be Laramie, I think.
Laramie's got the most right so far.
I personally would vote for Jerry.
I think you should go, Nicholas.
I think Vinny's gotten more right than I have.
Category could be TGIF, Nicholas. You could.
Whatever you guys think, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Can we pick your?
Well, that could have been an interesting twist. ET pick the other team.
No, I don't like that.
A team chooses Laramie to be their delegate.
I do know a lot of stuff, but I feel like Jerry, being the 80s guy, probably has a better chance of.
Oh, no. I mean, now if I lose, like, that's awful.
Oh, no, I'm feeling the pressure too, Jerry. So.
I mean, Vinny has done very well so far.
Vinny's
done
very well, yeah. What do you think, Chad?
I would have to go with you, Jerry.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, so Laramie versus Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right. In the first ever lightning bonus round of our first ever trivia night game show, whatever we want to call it.
Now, if it gets too many wrong, can we substitute?
All right. So I'm going to give you 15 clues and you have to give me the answer. Each correct answer is going to be worth 200 points. If you get all answers correct in the 60 seconds, you get a bonus 500 points.
Ooh.
And because the Brat Pack is trailing, I will let them go first. You ready?
No.
Okay. The bonus lightning round theme is movie quotes.
Okay. Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Again, no.
Okay, the time will start after I read your first clue. You don't have to tell me the character. I just need to know the movie that it's from. So,
okay.
All right, here we go. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Airplane.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Crap.
You can pass.
Ass.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Breakfast Club.
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You Princess killed my father. Bride. Prepare to die. I could disappear forever and it wouldn't make any difference.
Ooh, pass.
So, what would you little maniacs like to do first?
Crap. I know that one too. Pass.
I want my $2.
That's Better Off Dead.
When you think of garbage, think of Akeem.
Coming to America.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Like Christmas Story.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Cool World.
Time's up. That was Who Framed
Roger Rabbit. Yeah, Roger Rabbit.
All right.
I was just trying to answer fast. Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Weird Science.
Yeah,
too.
Back Off Man of a Scientist was Ghostbusters. I could disappear forever. It would make any difference. A 16 candles. That was a tough one. Yeah. You knew that one, Vinny?
I wouldn't have known that one.
Yeah. What do you little maniacs like to do first? Weird science, man. Weird science.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't. Ghostbusters, I'm going to kick myself about. But the other two, yeah.
All right. So, Larry, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 7 correct.
Ooh.
Good job, though.
So we're winning, and since our internet is unstable, the show is ending now.
What's that? I think it's an earthquake. Let's.
All right, Jerry, you ready?
Same category?
Round. Same category.
All right, Jerry, you got this.
You got this. You get the same clues. I'm just kidding. No, you get the same clues. Oh, I'm sorry. You were supposed to be, you know, soundproof booth. I forgot.
Knock off.
That,
I'm a scientist. Go.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. It'll start after I read the first clue. And here we go. I'll have what she's having.
When Harry Met Sally.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Pass.
Death by
Die
Stereo.
Hard. What am I talking about? It's Die Hard.
All right. Death by Stereo.
Watch your face.
What?
Death by Stereo.
Pass.
Something strange is afoot at the Circle K.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yep. I ain't got time to bleed.
A predator.
I must break you.
Rocky IV.
I'm the ghost with the most, babe.
Beetlejuice.
Hey, bud, let's party.
Pass.
Are you saying Jesus can't hit a curveball?
Major League.
What can I say? It's Christmas and we're all in misery.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Pass.
That's not a knife. That's
Crocodile
a knife.
Dundee.
All right, time's up.
Y'all won. Game over.
Yeah.
A long minute. Two,
three, Jerry, four, if you would have missed, if you would have missed a Christmas movie, Jerry, I would never have let it down. Ever.
It's just one of those where I was like, what is he talking about? And then, oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's see. The ones you passed. Death by Stereo was Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Bud, Let's Party is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
And then I think you got the other ones. You Can Be My Wingman Anytime was Top Gun. Well, that's it. We have finished our game, and congratulations to the A-Team.
Yeah. I love when I play them together.
Been in food, don't know what you just drink.
And now these messages.
Hey there, fellow 80s movie aficionados. Are you ready to embark on a nostalgia-filled journey to the greatest era of cinema? Then look no further than the Retro Life for You 80s Movie Podcast. Join us every week as we rewind the VHS tape, dust off those Betamax classics, and dive headfirst into the neon-soaked, totally tubular world of the 1980s movies. From the Brat Pack to action heroes, we've got it all covered. Breakfast Club, Ghostbusters, E.T. and Indiana Jones, and more. It's like a trip in Doc Brown's time machine, but without the DeLorean. So whether you're a diehard 80s film buff or just curious about the cinematic gems of the past, Retro Life for You is your ticket to the ultimate movie time warp. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Retro Life for You, and we can be found anywhere you listen to your podcast, as well as on our website, www.retrolife4u.com.
Are you a fan of movies and TV shows inspired by comics? Ready for a podcast that dives deep into the thrilling world of adaptations? Well, look no further. Welcome to Moving Panels, the podcast where we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. This is your go-to podcast for all things comics on screen. I'm your host, Laramie Wells, and every Monday, we explore the dynamic universe where ink meets action. We break down the classics, reveal hidden gems, and uncover the creative process behind your favorite adaptations. Subscribe to Moving Panels now on your favorite podcast platform, and join us on this epic journey through the pages of comics and onto the big screen. Remember, new episodes drop every Monday. Don't miss out. Moving Panels, where every panel has a story and every adaptation is a blockbuster. Subscribe today, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
All right, well, just for kicks and giggles, I can read the other questions I had. And just for fun, these were the harder questions that I didn't put in, or some of them are hard. This is just whoever wants to shout it out, just so I can. Real-life couple Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner met and perhaps did a little canoodling on the set of which 1982 comedy mystery movie directed by Sidney Poitier.
Thank you, Panky.
That's correct. Thank you, Panky. Is correct. Who got that one? Chad?
Yep. Chad. Chad.
All right. Good job. What 1988 Ron Howard fantasy film stars Warwick Davis
Willow.
As the titular?
Willow.
Willow.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't go that too far on that one. This was pretty easy. What was the real first name of Indiana Jones?
Henry.
We named the dog Indiana.
Yeah, we named the dog Indiana.
Which 80s movie was the first to become a hit largely due to MTV?
Flashdance.
That's correct, Vinny. Good job.
Wow, nice.
Good. That was a tougher question.
My mom loved that movie for some reason. I guess she wanted to be a dancer. I don't know. Who knows?
Or a welder.
Or a welder.
Yeah. Welder. Or a welder. A welder dancer. Welder slash dancer.
Oh, Jennifer Beals. Man.
All right. Anyway. What type of business were the Bauer brothers involved in for the movie Splash?
Fruit.
Seafood?
They sold fruit and like grocery stuff.
Produce. Yeah, produce.
Oh. Hmm.
In what 80s film did Bronson Pinchot portray a character named Serge?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yep. In 1981, this movie taught us there were originally 15 commandments, but we're still waiting to see Hitler on Ice.
Hitler World Part 1.
What was the number assigned to the robot who came to life in Short Circuit?
Five.
Johnny number five. All right. The Terminator featured a cyborg sent back from the future to assassinate a young woman. What military supercomputer originally designed the Terminator?
Skynet.
All right. Two more. How many children does Jack, played by Michael Keaton, have in the 1983 comedy Mr. Mom?
Three.
Four, yeah.
Yep. Never actually seen that movie.
Oh, shame on you.
I've seen it. Many times.
I've seen it so many times.
Because they showed it all the time on HBO.
Yeah. I saw it in the theater and then watched it a million times on HBO.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. And last question. How much does Ronald Miller pay Cindy to be his girlfriend and Can't Buy Me Love?
$1,000.
$1,000. Good job, Vinny. All right, guys.
I just recorded that one, so it's that was a question. I'm not even ashamed to say it. I love that movie.
Low Hanging Fruit. Yeah, it's a great movie. It's a great movie. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being a part of this fun 100th episode. I hope you guys had as much fun as I did, except for Laramie, who's still upset that he got that.
Still had fun. I just
it's just game you have an protest. Enemy to your death now, Tim.
You'll have to do the math and see if it mattered.
It really didn't.
Okay.
When it came to the end, it didn't matter. So
okay. I just wouldn't fall asleep at night because he might come in through your dreams. Just an FYI.
Yeah.
He does have a fedora.
Yeah, I'm gonna have
and a sweater.
I'm gonna have dream warriors like playing in my head in my sleep now. It's like, yeah. All right. Well, I want you guys to talk about your podcast. Those of you that do so, Laramie, what's going on with Moving Panels? What's coming up on your show?
So, in February with Bethany with me here, we always do our Valentine's Day date night episode. And then March, I devote March to an entire topic and I call it March Madness. And this year we are doing Alan Moore's Watchmen, which will finish up our journey through Alan Moore. Because we've done From Hell, V for Vendetta, and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen just in the past few months. So wrap everything up with Watchmen, and then my 100th episode will come in the month of May, so that'll happen as well.
Very cool. And you've got a game show style thing coming up as well.
Yep. We're gonna do a Jeopardy style a game with some of my co-hosts.
Yep, that's
cool. And my guess is that Tim's questions just got 100 times harder.
I bet you I get a question about Nightmare on Elm Street. All right, Jerry, what's going on over at Totally Rad Christmas? Now that Christmas has passed us and we're waiting for it to come around again.
Yeah, I'll have an episode on February, or today, I guess. It's on Winnie the Pooh and Christmas 2 with my daughter. I just released a Hall & Oates episode, and I have just covered the Christmas release on The Wizard. And then season 5 starts next week, and we'll be covering more mainstream releases, plus a couple of some anime Christmas things here and there that were pretty cool. But nothing set in stone yet, so I just know for sure we're going to cover the Smurfs Christmas special. We're for sure going to cover the raccoons and the glowworm Save Christmas and a few other things that are a little more popular in the 80s.
All right, Nicholas, who's, I guess you can still see on Hulu or reruns of We Are Family, as he was a contestant on that game show, which has been a big part of his episodes lately on Pop Culture Roulette. But what else you got going on, Nicholas? Or is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much been it for the time being. I mean, we did kind of a mini format change. Instead of doing like a news of the week segment, we're doing more just topics. So it's basically just anything and everything. I mean, I know coming up here pretty soon, I'm going to have kind of like a reunion. I'm going to have a bunch of the people who were on the game show with me. And we're going to do kind of just talk about some of the behind the scenes stuff, some interesting things just about, you know, various stuff, various different things, but just anything and everything pop culture, we'll talk about it. And, you know, we just, we have a lot of fun. We try to have a lot of fun doing it anyway. So,
all right, Chris Adams, what's going on over at Retro Life for You podcast?
Well, I guess by the time this one drops, we would have already had out one called The Arena, which is, to me, it's one of those more obscure movies. It's one of those straight-to-video movies.
1990? And,
yeah, 89, 90, right around there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have Enemy Territory coming out right after that. We're kind of steering towards some of the more obscure movies this time. Last year, it was all about the hits and everything. What was the big hits everybody knew and everything? We're trying to bring some light on some ones people may not know. And very then cool. our 100th episode is two away, and we chose Roger Rabbit to go with that. I've never seen Roger Rabbit.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to be my first time.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that'll be fun. Yeah,
my first time watching that. So that'll be coming up here shortly.
Very cool. And then Manly Movies with J.B. Huffman. I know you've been kind of on somewhat of a hiatus. We just talked about this on our last episode, No Way Out, but anything changed since then?
Not right now. I mean, we've got some that I still have some that I haven't released yet. I just haven't had time to work on them as far as the editing goes, but I've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from 1990, good one. Walking Tall, and Friday Night Lights, I believe, still hasn't been released yet. But I'm planning on doing, last year I did the Manliest Movies of 2022 with a critic friend of mine who did that. I was going to get to do that again. So I'd like to do that for 2023. That was a really fun episode. So I'm probably going to do that again. That's probably how I'm going to kick off restarting the podcast, because I've been on hiatus since September and it's been driving me nuts, but I couldn't help it. But hopefully I've got a couple of guys that have signed on to do like The Great Escape. I think maybe Ford v Ferrari, if I can get him to hammer down a time. I've got to do my all-time favorite movie this year for Christmas, but that's a long time from now. It's a Wonderful Life. That's coming up at some point. It's got to. Mm-hmm. I always try to do. I mean, we've done, I think, over 30 episodes, and I try to do something like that men can kind of talk about, and it's mainly movies, tongue in cheek, quote unquote. It's more about learning from movies to be a better man and what the things that we can take from a film. And I'm hoping to get that started back up and get some of those bangers that men like to watch. So, but we do everything from anime to action to we do have a rom-com in there. So yeah, good times.
Very cool. All right. Well, I won't leave out Chad and Vinny, even though you guys don't have your own podcast, but Chad, what do you got going on? I know you were thinking about starting a podcast. Any closer to that?
Well, I got this fancy new microphone.
So, one step closer.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'm going to start one. My wife wants to be on it too. She was helping me test it out. So she was like, this sounds good. I want to do this, but it'll be kind of like my idea. Current idea is like something about, like do a randomizer and just randomly pick a movie and a song and talk about it and your feelings. And I don't know, it's still in the thought process, but okay. It's going to happen this year. Yeah.
Well, cool. So. Cool. Keep us posted for sure.
Of course.
And Vinny, you've been guesting on some other podcasts, or what do you got going on in Vinny's world?
Vinny's going to be coming back on my show for sure to talk about Psych, I think. Right.
Yeah, I know it's in the 2000s, but they always talk about 80s stuff in there, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It's full of 80s references.
I'm just intrigued by this arena trailer that I'm watching over here.
Like, oh man, you want to look at it now? Yeah. That's another one I've seen like a bazillion times.
How haven't I seen this movie?
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's what I mean by bringing attention to the more obscure movies, because you haven't ever heard of it. Now you're going to get to watch it, and it's going to be great. See,
I think it's on
Prime. I love watching obscure random movies from all sorts of eras.
It's really not good, but it's amazing.
The kind of movies you love. It's horrible, but we love it.
Exactly.
Yeah, last year I did this thing, 12 friends, 12 movies, where I had 12 friends recommend a random movie for me. And one of them that I watched, and some of y'all may have seen, is Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, I love it. My cousin's in that. My cousin plays Reno, Nevada.
Nice.
Well, very cool. Thank you guys so much for being a part. I guess now they've kind of all met. They'll be popping up on each other's podcast, which is what it's all about, and I love it. Find us all on each other's podcast. Go and listen to everyone's podcast. Support. 100th episode, did it. Now we're into 101. Now I got to make another 100. Here we go. Thanks again for listening. Thank you for 100 episodes. Look forward to more great episodes coming in the near future, and just continue to stay cool. I'm Tim Williams for the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. Good night, good people.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.